The gospel first with Perek Basra, Linyan Meiser. Look at the Meiser there. The whole Kamishu Bagash, Shaysim, Beloy Meiser. Calls him on the wine, it's still in the vats. You're allowed to drink the wine without taking off Meiser. It's not called Nigmar Malachti, it's Duchas Meiser. Alright, we'll see later about that. Tchein Bagash. Now, Gabi Odom, Ho'omad, the boy Rosh of Rubai. So, Beloy by an Odom, it says, Claw, when are you allowed to drink water? Like if your body is inside the house and you want to drink water outside with Shrabin, only if you have Rosh of Rubai outside, that then's good. That would sound like a picture 25. You have to have the pora inside the benam, inside the pasim. Gabi pora, me bin la roish of rubai eloi. Do you have to have roish of rubai inside also or not? So the mara, call us. What's the shayla? Of course, not for the mishnah. We'll soon see. Now call heichad the kol noket mone. What calls the man? The person is holding the kli. The loy nokat lo, and he's not holding the animal. Like a picture 24, he's doing both. He's holding the animal and he's holding the kli. But let's say he's only holding the kli and not holding the animal. Is kol heicha the kol nokat mona, where the man is holding the kli, the pitcher. V'lo nokat lo, and he's not holding the animal. Lo tibolach dem shita the boy roish of rubai milagav. I'll tell you, that's what the Mishnah's talking about. Then avadi you have to have roish of rubai the parah to be inside the main apasim to drink. Ki tibolach, what is my shadow though? Heicha the nokat mona v'nokat lo. Like a picture 24. The man is holding the behemoth and he's holding the kli. So since he's holding both, now we're not afraid maybe the poor will walk backwards outside the Bein HaPasim and will go after it. So in this case, maybe it's enough, Joseph Roshoy is inside the Bein HaPasim. Even though Ruba the goof is outside, we're not afraid the man will slip outside because the man is holding the cow. That's the Shaila. My West Alochem. Omalei, and we learned today, so we learned. The Mishnah says, Klor, when is the muta by Vapasin? Only if you have Roisha and Ruba, the Paro, inside the Bein HaPasim. Vishaisa, and then he could drink. My love, isn't the Mishnah talking about the Nokat Law of the Nokat Mona? The Mishnah talking about even though the man is holding the Kli, the pitcher of water, and he's also holding the Behemoth, and still you have to have Roisha Ruba inside. So tomorrow, Loi, I tell you, Dafka the Nokat Mona. The Mishnah talking about only where the man is holding the Kli. But Loi Nokat Law. But the man is not holding the par itself. That's when you have to have Rosh Rubai. But maybe if he's holding both, you don't need Rosh Rubai. V'chinokat mona, for the Gemara Kasha that can be. V'chinokat mona, v'chinokat lo mishari. If the man is only holding the kli and not holding the animal, b'chlal is the mutter to feed an animal like that on Shabbos. V'yotanya we learned. But then later, v'yotanya, next omen. Lo yamale odo mayim. A person should not fill up a pitcher full of water from the pasib rois. And he can't give the pitcher of water in front of his behemoth on Shabbos. That's not allowed to do. You're not allowed to hold the pitcher and feed your animal with it. Abba, what's the yetzer? Memalahu, you could fetch the water up out of the pasib rois, v'shoifech, and throw it into the bar, whatever you have there. Throw it into where you want the animal to drink from. V'shoistim milah, and then the animal will come and drink by itself. Like a picture, next picture, the bottom picture, 26. You're allowed to fetch the water, then you have to throw it into the, what do you call it, thought, what do you call it? Trough. Throw it into a trough. And then the behemoth could drink. That's mutam. But you're not allowed to hold the pitcher in your hands. So we can't be talking about the behemoth just holding the pitcher itself. And the Gemara, itmalo am rabaya, hocho ba'ovus, hoime b'shus rabin. I tell you, this din that we say, you're not allowed to hold the pitcher and feed the animal, it's not a din all over. Havad and stamazo, you are allowed to just hold the pitcher and feed the animal. So maybe that's what the Mishnah is talking about. Only when you're only holding the kli. You are allowed to hold the kli and feed the animal. Either Bryce says you're not allowed to, that's dafkin a special case. Om Rabbi Yehochu, you're not allowed to, is dafkin the ovos, that's the trough, ho'ay made v'shus rabin. Like in picture 26. The ovos itself was mama standing v'shus rabin. Yeah. Gavoya yutfochim. It's high yutfochim v'rochiv dalet. And why dalet fochim? So the kids of the ovos has it in v'shus hayochit. Is v'roishay echad nichnas the bein apasim. One side of the ovis near the man is in between the bein apasim. That's in that rishus hayochid bein apasim. And the other side of it goes inside the house where the par is, where the par sticks his head out of the window and drinks the water. That's what we're talking about. Such a case. In this case, you're not allowed to hold the pitcher to feed the animal with. Why not? Maybe if you're still holding the pitcher in your hand, you're going to see there's going to be like a hole, something's going to happen to the Yevus. And you're going to come and walk around to try and fix the Yevus. And you're going to come and carry the pitcher with you. So now you're standing where the man is standing in the Rishos HaYochid, Bein HaPasim. So it's mutter to fetch the water. But if you're going to hold the pitcher, you can say that let the animal drink from it. We're afraid while he's drinking from the pitcher, you're going to have to walk on the side into the Rishos HaRabim to fix the Avus. And you're going to come to carry the pitcher with you. Therefore, in such a case, we say the only answer is, like the man is doing, take the water and throw it into the Avus. And let the water drink it, but let the behemoth drink it by itself. But in picture 25 or 24, where the man is standing inside the Bein HaPasim, and the animal is also inside Bein HaPasim, it could be there, it's mutter for you, just to hold that pitcher and let the animal drink. And maybe that's what the Mishnah is talking about, when you have to have Rosh HaRubi inside. In a case where the man is holding the animal and the pitcher, maybe then you do not need Rosh HaRubi inside. Maybe then it's enough just to have the head inside. The Mishnah says you need Rosh HaRubi. It could be dafku where you're only holding the pitcher and not the animal. And it's taka mutter. So the only time it's also is like in picture 26, we have the abyss between the Shus Rabin. The Kamafik Mishus Yachl Shus Rabin. Even in this case, this man now schlepped the water out of the bar into the Avis. And he's standing down in the Rishus HaYochid, and he has the pitcher in his hand. And what are we afraid now? He's going to find out something's wrong in the middle of the Avis in the Rishus HaRabim part, and he's going to walk into it holding the pitcher. Fred Gemara is still not chayiv for the Itzon. Mi mechayiv? We omer Rav Saf, omer Rav Am, omer Rav Yechidin. Ha mefanech veitzem izobus izobus. Somebody is on Shabbos inside his house. He picked up his hat in one side of the house to walk to the other side of the house. So maybe Nakira, Almanas, to walk in the house. That's mutter, didn't do anything wrong. The Nimlach, while the hat is inside his hand, while he's holding his hat. Nimlach, now he changes his mind, I'll lay him. Voitzin, he takes it outside. Is potter? Still, he's potter midiraisa. Why? Shloihoisa Akira Mishor Rishon Lakach. Metchila, when you picked up the hat in your house, you didn't have doubt to pick it up, Almanas, to take it outside. That's not called you made an Akira to make Hoitzur. So your potter is here also. When this person picked up the pitcher of water, he picked it up, Almanas, to stay inside the Rishos HaYochid, just to throw it into the Avos. Later, he changes his mind now and he walks outside. So why do you make an Gzeira? Because maybe that would happen. Even if that happens, still it's only Midi Rabbanan. So we usually don't make a Gzeira Gzeira. So why should we ask this man to hold the pitcher and feed the animal? What are you afraid? Maybe you walk outside. Even if he walks outside, it's only Midi Rabbanan. Elazar Kumar Gzeira is like this. We're afraid that sometimes there'll be something wrong on the other side, so we'll walk out to the Rishos HaRabim holding the pitcher. And what is he going to do then? He'll put the pitcher down. So far he didn't do any Yisur D'oraisas. But we're afraid after he fixed it, for Hoda Mayalei, then he's going to pick up the pitcher and bring it back again inside. Now, this will be an Yisur D'oraisa. Now that he put his pitcher down outside, when he picks it up again to bring it inside, he's doing an Yisur D'oraisa. So that's why we're making Gzeira. In the case where the Ovis is in between the Rishos HaRabim, you can't hold the pitcher and feed the animal. You definitely have to pour the water inside. Ika the army, something like this.
All right, Mr. Shem, we'll continue tomorrow, Mr. Shem. The next year, we'll continue. You're holding the chof on the base. Again, Ika the army, some shit in the middle. Some shit the shallow was like this. Ika the army. Gabi Odom, Hokam Rinon, the Sagile, Beroyshev Rubai. If an Odom wants to drink water, he sees inside Rishus HaYochid. He wants to stick his head outside to the Rishus HaRabim to drink water. So before we learn Claude, that it's only mutter if he puts his Rishus HaRubai outside into the Rishus HaRabim. Otherwise, the Gzera maybe come to bring the water back inside to the Rishus HaYochid. Gabe Poro, now the Shadow, when you want to fetch water out of the Pate Brois, out of the boat to give to your animal, Gabe Poro, the Shadow is now Misagilo, the Rishus HaRubai Eloi. Is it enough to have the roshe and rubai of the animal inside the pasid roish? Is that mutter? Or maybe even that much is not mutter? So tomorrow, hechi dinokit mono, when the bailim, when the person is holding the kli, holding the pitcher of water, dinokat lo, and he's also holding the animal with his hand, he's holding both the kli and the animal, loiti boiloch. Then there's no shayla. Then pshita disagilo b'roish of rubai. It's enough if you only have roish and rubai of the animal inside the pasid roish. It's mutter. Because after you open the Mishnah says like that. That it's enough roish and rubai. Ela kiti boiloch, when is there a shayla, if it's enough or not, the nokat mono, when the person, the bailim, is holding the kli, holding the pitcher in his hand. But he's not holding on to the animal. Here at Tishalotigzera, since he's not holding on to the animal, maybe the animal will start to move outside, out of the Pasik Roys, out of the Shasuyachid, and the person would follow him. That's the Shama. We matter with Roy Shavuba inside, or we have the Gzera, no, maybe he'll follow the animal outside. My. Omalei, so he entered back to Nisu, I'll bring you an offer of Raya for now Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the Buvad Shatei Poro, Roy Shavuba Midasmin. You have to have Roy Shavuba of the Poro inside the Pasik Roys, the Shaita, and then you're allowed to let the animal drink from the water. Is my love, isn't the Mishnah talking about the Nokat Mono, where the Bailam, the person is holding the Kli, holding the pitcher of water in his hand, for Loi Nokat Mo, and he's not holding on to the animal, and still the Mishnah says it's enough of the Avroisha Ruboy of the Poro inside the Pasib Royis. If we don't have the Gzera, maybe the animal will go out of the Pasib Royis and you'll follow him holding the pitcher. So tomorrow, no, there's no value for our Mishnah. Okay, the Mishnah is talking about the Nokat Mono, where the Bailam, the person is holding the Kli, Zinokat Lo, and he's also holding on to the animal. There it's mutter if you have Reish of Ruba inside the Pasik Reish. So the Gemara of Hochinami Mestavra. This is Mestavra also that our Mishnah is Bedavka talking about, where the person is holding on to the Behema and to the Keli. Why? Zinokat Mono, Vuloy Nokat Lo, because if the Bailam is only holding on to the Kli, the pitcher of water, but is not holding on to the animal also, said the Gemara Mishori, Bechlal, is it mutter to let your animal drink from the pitcher of water by you holding the pitcher if you're not holding on to the animal? Bechlal, is that mutter, even if the whole animal is inside the Rishas Yochid? So your time, we learned in the Braisa, Lo Yemali or the Mayim, a person should not fetch water from the bowl, the Yitam Lefnei Behemtoi, and give it to his animal to drink. Abu Mamala, what's the Yitzi? You should fetch the water, the Shaifech, and throw it into the sauce. And then the animal will drink the water by himself, but not that you should say to hold the pitcher while the animal is drinking. So you see, b'chlal, you're not allowed to hold the pitcher if you're not holding on to the animal. The Mishnah has to be talking about you holding on to the animal and onto the pitcher. And there the Mishnah says it's enough for Reisha Rubai. So the Gemara... The Gemara, Yitmolon, no, there's no rice in this din. We're talking about the staff, like the picture there. For Oymed B'Rishus Rabin, you have the Ovus which is standing in the middle of Rishus Rabin. Kivoya Sarat Fochim V'Roicha Rabo, it has a din Rishus Yochid on it. The Roishay Nichnas LeBein HaPasim, one side of the Ovus goes into the Bein HaPasim. Now your Bailam is standing inside the Bein HaPasim. He's fetching the water from the bore and throwing it into the Ovus. It's still here, it's also if you're holding on to the Kli while the behemoth is drinking. Why? Sometimes the Bailam will see that there's something wrong with the Ovis, there's a crack there or something. The Yoselet Kuna, and the person would want to go and fix it on Shabbos. From the stomach providing you allowed to, the stomach want to put a shmata there or do something that's mutter. No, while you're walking over to the other side of the oven, which is in the Rishas Rabim, you'll come to forget and carry your pitcher with you. So that's the gzera why you should not be holding the pitcher in your hand while the behemoth is drinking. You'll be taking it out from Rishas Yochid into Rishas Rabim. In such a case, is there any yisa? Is there any yisa midiraisa to make a gzera midirabonin? Rav Safra said, Omer Rabbi Ami, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Hamafanech Beitze Mizovus Lizovus. If somebody at the beginning of Shabbat is inside his house, and he's picking up a chair at one side of the house, Amanasa put it to the other corner, to the other side of the house, that's mutter, you're carrying inside your house, it's mutter. The Nimlach, then while he's carrying the chair, he changes his mind. For Nimlach Alein Boitzion, and now he takes the Kli outside to the Shasarabim, is Allah a potter, Midiraisa? Midiraisa a potter, why? When you picked up the chair, you didn't have das amnas to take it out to Rishas Rabim to be mechayev for hoitzor. You had das to pick it up and put it down again in your house. So that wasn't called hoitzor, so therefore midiraisa yipotur. Here also, this person picked up the pitcher amnas to let the animal drink while he's still standing in the Rishas Yochid in the Pasib Rois. No, later, by mistake, he forgot and walked outside. So who, what's the gzeir who'll come to carry it outside? Even if he carries it outside, it's only in Nisim Rabbonin. So who the klal is, ain't grazing zeir l'gzeirah. And for the Gemara, the Kseir is, there's a shower may come to do in the Siddur Aisa, El Zimnin de Misakin Lo. Sometimes the person will carry the pitcher outside to the Shusharabim to fix the ovus. And after, and then he puts it down. So by putting it down, he didn't do in the Siddur Aisa. But the Kseir is, Vahoda Mayu Mei. We're afraid after he gets finished fixing it, now he'll pick up again the picture that's in the, he'll pick up the picture that's in the Rosh Hashanah, and by picking it up, he's making an akira, and we'll have to bring it back into the Bein HaPasim, into the Rosh Hashanah. The Komayo Leg, Rosh Hashanah, Rosh Hashanah. He's taken out from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. So only in this case is it also to hold the pitcher and let the animal drink. But in a normal case, where you're not talking about a Rosh Hashanah, but Bechal, you're standing inside the Pasi Barois, and you want to hold the pitcher that the animal could drink inside the Pasi Barois, could be that smutter. So Mela could be, maybe that's what our Mishnah is also talking about. So Mela, if the Mishnah is talking about just you holding it onto the pitcher and not onto the animal, so then you would have a raya that it's smutter if you have Reish Yerubah inside. But I'll call upon him, it's not a clear raya, because we're not zich, it's not mukhrach what the Mishnah is talking about. Maybe the Mishnah is talking about only in the case where you're holding on to the animal also. You're holding on to the kli and to the animal. That's when it's mutter reish of rubai. But maybe if you're only holding on to the kli and not onto the animal, maybe then it's also. So therefore, for our mishnah nabal, we don't have any raya to the shaila.
Yeah. So Gemara Toshima, gomol sheroishay verubai mivifnim. We have a camel that roishay verubai of the camel is inside the bein hapasim. Gomel, yeah, Shiroisha Ruba Mirafnim is the Alocha Oifsin Oysan Mirafnim. You let us stuff him down with food. Oifsin we had before, you stuff him, you push the food down his mouth. So that's what Bryce says. Now, for Ivus, when you stuff him down, command the Nokat Mona, the Nokat Lo Domi. It's as if you're holding the Kli and you're holding the animal. Because the only way you could stuff him down his mouth is by holding him. And you have the food in your hand. The blind fact, you're holding both. You're holding the animal and you're holding the food. Like you have in picture 27. The Kodina and Roish of Rubai. And still you need Roish of Rubai. Roish of the camel has to be inside the Bein HaPasim. So Rashi says this is our Koponon Raya to the first side of the Gemara. The first side of the Gemara was maybe when you're holding the animal and the Kli, then you don't even need Roish of Rubai. Maybe it's enough just as head is inside. Here you see now at that. Here you see even when you're holding the neck, you're holding the animal and you're feeding him, that you're holding both, still you badafka need Roish of Rubai inside. So you see, less than that is no good. And the Gemara, Omer Rav Acha, Var Rav Huna, Omer Rav Sheshes, Shani Gomel, you can't bring any raya from a camel. Hoyo v'tzavori oruch. I tell you, here it's a chsorin, because his neck is very, very long. A camel has a very long neck. So all of it could be, if you're holding the animal and you're holding the kli, maybe it's enough, just his head alone is enough as inside Bein HaPasim. Maybe you don't need more than that. Mashenkan by the camel doesn't help that you're holding his head. Because even though you're holding the body, so the animal won't go out, but a koponim has a long head. So maybe he'll stick his neck backwards outside the Bein HaPasim, and there's a gzeru you come to feed him and take the kli outside Bein HaPasim. That's why Badafka, the camel, has to be Roish of Rubai inside. But a different behemoth that doesn't have a long neck, maybe no, maybe it's enough just if the animal's head is inside the Bein HaPasim, that should be enough. Because once his head is inside and you're holding on to the animal, we're not afraid to walk outside because you're holding on to him. So there's no gzeris. But a camel, if you don't have Rubai inside, just his head, we're afraid he'll stick his long neck backwards and he'll bring it outside of the Bein HaPasim and he'll come to carry the kli. That's why a camel has to be Roish HaRubai inside. But the other animals, you have no raya. Toshima, instead of another raya, Tehema, stam an animal, She Roish HaRubai Bifnin. If you have the head and robe of the animal is inside the mechitzas of the Bein HaPasim, then Oifsin Oifsin Bifnin. Then you're allowed to stuff him down with food inside the Bein HaPasim. So the Gemara Nochemol, for Ovus, when you stuff an animal down with food, is commanded Nokat Mona. It's as if you're holding the Kli, you're holding the food in your hand, the Nokat Lo, and you're also holding on to the animal, because you can't stuff him down unless you hold on to him. And still the Braisa says, the Korbinon, Roish of Rubai. You see, you have to have robe of the body of the animal inside the Bein HaPasim, in between the Mechitzes, then it's Mutim. So by the Suraya to the first part of the Gemara, that when you hold on to both, still you need Roish of Rubai inside.
So the more my behemoth, you have to give my name. My behemoth, not me, the Tony Gomel. As I hear when the Brisa says a behemoth, doesn't mean stam a behemoth, but only means a camel. And that's what we had before. Since a camel has a very long neck, it's not enough just to hold on to the camel, because maybe he'll put his neck all the way backwards. So the only hector by a camel is if rubai of the goof is inside the beta pastim. Then even if he sticks his neck backwards, he won't get his neck back out of the beta pastim, because since he has rove of the body inside, so far his neck doesn't go back. But a different behema, maybe it's enough. Just if his head is inside beta pastim, maybe it's enough. Kredi mar vatanya behema. It says in this price a claw behema. Vatanya gomel. And the other price says a camel. So it's mistava, this price that says the behema means a behema and not a camel. So it's again a taraya that every behema v'dafka has to have roish rubai inside. Something more name, midi gavi adodi tanya. Did both these brises learn together to ask the kasha, how come one says camel and one says behema? They were learned at different times. So it's still possible to say both brises only mean a camel. Only a camel v'dafka has to have roish rubai inside. But could be a different behema that does not have a long neck? For him, it's enough just to have his head inside the Beinah Pasim. So the Maratanya Nami Hochi, I'll bring you right also. We have Lezer, Oyser, Begomel. We have Lezer says you're not allowed to feed a camel. Hoyo Betzavari Orech. Since the camel has a long neck. See, Rashi says, it manami, Rashi says, loy gassin. Rashi's not going like this. But I call upon Reb Lezer, or we have Lezer, should be just Tanya. We have Lezer, Oyser Begomel, Hoyo Vitzavar Orech. We have Lezer Tak Asas by Camel. Mashmi, even though you have Reisha Rubai inside, still it's no good, according to Reb Lezer. Because since the camel has such a long neck, we're always afraid maybe he'll stick his neck outside. Right. Omer Rab Yitzchok Bar Adam. So Levaya, we weren't pushed to the Shiloh. The Gemara still blinds by a Shiloh. What's the locha by a stam behema? If you're holding on to the behema and holding on to the kli when you feed him the water, is it enough just his head is inside? Or do you badafka need roish of rubai? The Gemara wasn't place of the shayla. New halacha now. Omer Rabbi Yitzchak bar Adam, loy hutro pasi b'royis, elu li oyle regolim b'vat. Is this kula that Rabbanan said you're allowed to use the pasi b'royis, that even though we're saying they're not real mechitzes, you only have an arm and an arm on each side, there's a big pierce of yudamis in between, so the Rabbanan will make him only with tzorech and mitzvah. Like early regolim, when he used to go early regolim, he used to walk with the behemoths there, so they had to feed them, so they were makel on Shabbos to be able to carry the water out of the bowl to feed the animals, they were makel for the early regolim. About it's a dvar mitzvah. But the more of our time, another brisa says, loy hutru pasi broyes elu legabi behemo buvad, as mashm only for behemo it's mutter. And you're saying before early regolim is mashm anybody that's early regolim. Even for the person, for the man, it's mutter to schlep the water out of the bowl for the man himself to drink the water. And here it's mashma only for the behemoth for mata. And for the Gemara, my behemoth oilu regolim. It's no stira. It means the behemoths are the oilu regolim. That's what the mata for. Like Rashi said, the bottom Rashi. Behemoth oilu regolim. Avon odom, enech mami, for a person himself to drink the water, afilu oilu regolim. Even if he's going to early regal zayin, loy huter, they were not mad to him, ledalais v'lishtres, to schlep the water up and drink it. Why? Shayochol likonis bifnim v'lishtres, like we'll soon see. A person himself could creep down in the bor and drink the water there. He doesn't have to schlep the water up. So mainly he could go down into the bor and drink the water there. So for a person, the Rabbonim were not mekel, he could schlep the water out of the bor on top, bein apasim, in order to drink the water. There are only matiyu for behemoths of early regolim. So the mora avalodim. What about a person though? If a person gets thirsty while he's going to early regol, what should a person do? The mora metafes for oilam, metafes for yurid. That means.